Welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is John. With me, as always, is Mandy.
Hola.
And tonight we're going to be doing something a little Valentine's-y.
Yes, but we've, you know, it's
I'm
hard.
I'm so excited.
It's hard to find one because we'd already done Valentine, or which one
we did. We did My Bloody Valentine. We did Valentine.
Yes.
I'm sure there's more.
Well, those are the only two that we actually care about.
Those are the Valentine's-y ones. But no, there did happen to come out one in 2020. Along with a lot of other movies from the same guy, called Cupid, which looks to be...
A complete shit.
Actually, it looks to be basically a ripoff of Valentine, like the Asylum version of Valentine.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. But it comes to us from writer-director Scott Chambers. You actually might recognize him. He played Elliot in 2018's Malevolent, which...
So he's an actor, more than a writer-director.
Well, I don't know, because he did a lot of movies. Like I said before, he's not a well-known guy in the movie parts because he did delivery man / news report video voice guy in Firenado, which is just I love the name of that, Firenado.
That sounds awful.
He is the writer of one of our previous episodes, Mother Krampus, so you can blame him for that one.
Jesus.
And he did 4 other movies in 2020 alone. He did a shit ton of movies. Like, I think he's got like 35 of them, but... In 2020 alone, had 5 movies come out.
Wow.
One of them was Cupid. Then Virtual Deathmatch, Don't Speak, The Candy Witch, and Medusa. He also did a couple other movies with names like Cyber Bride, Bad Nun. He also did the sequel, Bad Nun 2.
Mm.
Clown Doll.
Mm.
Conjuring the Plastic Surgeon 2.
There's a 1?
There's a Conjuring the Djinn. On there, too.
Conjuring the Plastic Surgeon.
Conjuring the Plastic Surgeon.
Weird.
Like, that's not... There's no colon, by the way. I did look at that. I tried to see if it was The Conjuring or something. No, it's just Conjuring the Plastic Surgeon.
Yeah.
There's no colon, though, so it's...
No.
Conjuring the plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Like,
so,
he's... Yeah, like,
they're... Ooh, I'm excited!
Oof.
And he's got a lady that he works with, additionally, because Georgiana Jane is starring in this. And she is in 2020's Don't Speak as well. She's also in 2017's The 12 and 2019's Pet Graveyard.
Is it a pet cemetery?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
We got Michael
Owusu.
Owusu, who was a leopard warrior in 2016's Legend of Tarzan. He had an uncredited role in both Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and the Zack Snyder version of Justice League, where he was a Atlantean soldier.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think he was an Auror in Fantastic Beasts, which, you know, 1920s Harry Potter. We got Abby Carson. Abby Carson Thompson.
There you go.
I apologize for screwing up the name.
It would be Kaysen? Abby Kaysen. Kaysen Thompson.
Yep.
Anyways.
Best known for the movies that all came out in 2021. The Mutilation, Cam Girls, Hellcat, and Curse of Bloody Mary. We got Ali
Baroudi.
Baroudi. Tariq in 2018's Patrick the Pug.
Ugh, this just keeps getting worse.
Well, actually, this is somebody who's a real quote-unquote star. Nicola Wright. She was a Der Pizza House girl. In 1984's Top Secret. That's the movie with...
Is it Nicola?
What did I say?
Nicola.
Sure.
I don't know.
I'll go with that one.
Nicola. You said Nicola.
Oh, because I'm looking at it, I think Vance Nicola.
Oh, okay.
Who was the guy who did all the synth stuff for not only I want to say it was the 4th Rocky movie? I think he also did one for Cobra. Or that might have been the song that Dare was supposed to be from. But he did a lot for the Transformers movie.
Cool.
Yeah. So all the synth stuff, that's all from him.
Ah.
But Top Secret was a Val Kilmer movie. So got that going on.
That's cool.
So yeah. This one's on Tubi, obviously. I'm excited. Again, it looks like 4 girls mess with a guy and now he's killing them. So yeah. I will say
Cupid actually looked pretty cool. Like the makeup that they did for Cupid actually looked pretty cool.
Did you actually see a trailer for it?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm worried. I never really trust the trailer, like the poster image that they use now, because they make some of that shit look real nice.
That is where all the money goes.
I just assume that all of these movies are going to be in a like a dollar like store like plastic wrap together bin thing.
This one looks like absolute schlock. Like this is just so bad looking.
It's hard for me to say that though, because what is it we watched? Dead Detectives, and we actually enjoyed that movie. No, that was great.
We did, but this is not.
No, it doesn't.
This looks like a shot to Shitio.
Oh, it's not shot on Shitio, thankfully, but it is straight to Sci-Fi Channel. Probably less than that. It's probably like straight to like ESPN The Ocho.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, So we're going to pause it here. Again, if you want to watch this movie, go ahead and check it out on Tubi. We will be right back.
Yep, be back soon.
Y'all excited? Nice little setup you've got here for tomorrow night. I've been hearing that you and your little friends have been continuously bullying Faye. But leave her alone, okay?
Didn't think you could get any lower.
Bye!
For the powers that be, take love from others. As it has been taken from me.
Something's not right.
This Cupid.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Woo!
Sweet. Woo!
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Sweet baby.
I'm so happy.
That was.
Oh my God.
That was god awful.
Oh my God.
That was so freaking awful.
He's shooting arrows at her. And then he's going to shoot arrows at me. Oh my God.
With the fly.
Oh my God.
Oh.
So.
Oh, God.
This movie.
This is getting a one.
Is that no? It's not.
Yes,
that
it is.
I will to you maybe.
To me,
I hold my ones to a lower standard, and nothing has gotten lower than It Follows.
This is pretty freaking close.
It's a bad movie, but at least there are parts of it that were fun to me. I know they were fun to you, but I was laughing. And why was I laughing? Well, there was a lot of stuff that goes on in this movie.
A lot of shit.
It goes on. There's a lot of bits that the director, the cinematographer, whoever is shooting the video, loves to stare at people.
Yeah.
Like, just like all the way up
makes,
on it.
Makes it awkward for everybody.
And to the point where I was like, okay, we need to stop now. Can we just, nope, we're just gonna, okay, cut. Okay, cut.
I can say, I can say with complete honesty that I never want to watch another movie that this guy has directed.
Well, this is the second movie. I think we're 0-2 on this one. We need at least one more. We're going to have to double check, find out the one that is the highest
number for him. Absolutely not.
But, so, it starts off with this really weird, you're not going to be able to tell where this is. This is in England, I think. But everybody who's doing it is either doing, like, an Australian accent, but not being able to do a very good, like, version of an American.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the blonde lady. And, I'm not giving names or anything like this. You want to learn about this one, you can look it up, because this movie was bad. But then we had the English guys trying to do it, and then off and on going into the English part. We had the Adrian Bouchette. I guess that his name is, as Principal Harper, who I swear to God looked like he was going to tear a phone book in half. Halfway through.
Why was he so swole?
He was the one who, like, I was actually, like...
I was expecting him to take care of Cupid.
You know who he reminds me of is the the coach from Letterkenny.
Yes.
Like, I expected him to throw, at least a couple of trash cans at Cupid.
Except he was super swole.
He's bigger than that guy.
Yeah, the coach from Letterkenny's not like super swole, but this guy's like really like built, and he has like a shorter haircut. He just looks like he just wants to like rip somebody's head off.
It was just so weird.
He's a bra.
So we start off with this terrible retelling of the story of Cupid, which is the romanization of the god Eros. From Greek mythology. It's pretty much a one-for-one on that one. Now, they do, I think, go with the Aphrodite slash Ares mix-up. Now, they do that in this movie, but I think that's actually in actual mythology. That's the way that it goes. Mm-hmm. The problem is that Cupid is not the god of love. They're really pushing that kind of thing on there. Cupid is the god of erotic love. He is the lust god. The goddess of love, normal love.
Is Venus,
right. Yes, or Aphrodite. And there's a lot of lines in here that kind of just like make me go, huh? While they're talking. One of them is, Aphrodite was an aging goddess. And I was like, wait, what?
She's immortal.
And we know that there's immortality in this because Cupid was going to give Psyche, later on, the ambrosia that was supposed to... And apparently he shoves his arrows full of ambrosia, which makes people immortal, but unfortunately this time it was poisoned. I don't know.
And it was poisoned because Aphrodite was so jealous of Psyche's beauty.
So... In real mythology, what happens is Cupid does fall in love with Psyche. Aphrodite doesn't want them to be together, but then she does some impossible tasks. I think she actually does finish it up, and then he makes her immortal after that. And so Psyche does become a goddess. She was not a goddess beforehand, like this movie says. They also weren't English. There was no castles, which I love that one. They was like, before she could make it to the castle. And I was like, oh, really? They were going to the castle back in ancient Greece. Ah, yes, a Grecian castle. I remember that. I remember seeing people on the ramparts, assuming that there was Grecian people out there. But it's the concept for this thing is that, no, Psyche died because of shenanigans that Aphrodite did. He, in his distraught nature, he went to Hades. Again...
Which they don't even call him Hades, they call him Death.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense because Hades is not the god of death. Like, that's like getting mad at, like, the guy who, like, lives at the IRS building, you know, for the taxes. He doesn't do it, they just come there. You know, Hades is not the devil. He is not demonic, which they tried to say in this one. He doesn't do shit like that. In fact, if anything, he's a loving husband. As far as he's the only person in mythology, in the Greek or Roman pantheons, who seems to have an at least okay
relationship
with his wife.
Right. Because he never cheats on her or anything, right?
Absolutely not. In fact, when guys come down to cause problems, he inserts snakes into their body. Because he's like, oh, you want to fuck my wife? No. I'll fuck you. But in the movie, in his sadness, Cupid goes to Death / Hades, who it fills him with demonic energies.
Because he's so pissed off about him being down there.
Yeah, which makes him a
demon.
I guess?
Or they keep calling him
they
demon.
They do call him a demon in that one. So
they keep calling him a demon.
He's some kind of, like, murder for a higher anti-love god, but basically... The anti-love part is just murder. And I'm like, okay, I guess that kind of makes sense. It's like, I'm going to get rid of all love. Stab.
Wouldn't that be funny if they had like a comic and it was Cupid, mercenary for hire?
I could see that. I would want to draw him like Carl Urban from the Hercules Legendary Journeys. Just be like super slow. It's like, whatever, mom.
Oh my God. Oh my god, that's funny.
That's it. Like, his arrows are poisonous, and okay, cool. And then we immediately jump cut to this guy wearing red, like a red Hawaiian shirt thing.
And he's on a date, but he's older, but the girl that he's talking to is also slightly older, but I guess she's not supposed to be. And he's, like, hitting on her and shit. And he's like, oh, man, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm kind of, you know, well off if you're, you know, I guess I'm kind of, it depends on what you define as rich. If so, you think of rich as having my own penthouse and blah, 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 bullshit.
Do you think of rich as being a man who can afford anything that he wants as soon as he sees it? Then yes, I am a rich man.
And then she's like, I'll be right back. I gotta pee. And so she goes to the restroom, calls her friend. She's like, this is fucking bullshit. This guy's such a jerk. And she's like, well, what did you expect to find on sugardaddy.com?
And apparently it's, what, 2 to 3 days before Valentine's Day? Or is this...
It must have been on Valentine's
this
Day.
This was a nebulous time frame for Valentine's.
It was hard to figure out what was happening when. And so this, you know, so this man's sitting.
This has nothing to do with the rest of the plot, right?
Not at all. No. This is an introduction to Cupid, his demon Cupid.
We didn't have anything else to do, so we put in demon Cupid, who looks like one of the masks from the episode The Masks in Twilight Zone. It literally, that's like the ugly
except
husband
for the teeth.
Guy.
I do like the teeth.
The
thing.
The teeth thing is kind of cute.
That was cool. So
I actually kind of thought he looked like a duck for a little bit because he had like his face mushed down. I was like, "What's going on here? Is he gonna quack at me?"
So
duck feathers.
He ends up. Anyways, the guy in the red ends up. His daughter comes, who does not look like his daughter. That woman was old.
He had 12 episodes, like calls, 12 missing calls on his phone. He looks up and then his daughter slash, I thought it was like an ex-girlfriend.
I thought it was an ex-girlfriend too, like a crazy girlfriend.
Like that may, would that have made more sense.
Yes,
you know, it was like a crazy ex, like, I'm so sorry. Everybody's dying because I was mad that we broke up. But no, it's like you broke up with mom.
And she was devastated. You hurt her. You were sleeping with young sluts. That's what mom told me.
And
well, I made some bad deals and now, you know, everyone's dead.
Which also is kind of hilarious when you think about the way that this is set up to work later on, which we are explained. But I'm just like, wait a minute. So, okay, cool. But unfortunately, she didn't take a look around because behind her, somebody has set up a computer monitor from, I want to say 2012, maybe 2010. It's not a CRT, but it's not exactly like a good flat screen. It's kind of one of those shitty ones. But it does have enough of a resolution to be able to play the heart-thudding GIF that they have on there. GIF?
GIF.
GIF?
GIF.
One of them. It's crap is what it is. But yes, it's out of place completely. It makes absolutely no sense. There's no reason for there to be a computer set up behind this girl. But there is a heart, like a humanoid heart. Like, not the cute little heart thing, although that would have been cute. Just beating on a white background in the center of a black screen. Like, and it's like a rectangle, too, so it looks like shit.
It's a picture. Like, yeah. It's a GIF.
Yeah.
GIF.
And,
picture. Moving picture.
That's when Dad gets all hands-on. I guess he got tired of the daughter's BS because he grips her around the neck and yanks her outside. And everybody lets that happen.
Which I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? Who? What father does that? And then while he's dragging her outside, she falls somehow and is like, oh, you know, what the fuck did she say? I don't even
She's
remember.
Like,
He's like, oh, I don't know what the fuck you're on, but you and your mother can go, you know.
I don't need annoy, your shit anymore.
Annoy someone else's ass. Oi,
you rotter. How dare you?
At the same time, the girl that he, this woman that he was on a date with, walks outside and she's like, oh, hey, how are you doing? He's like, what are you doing out here? And she's like, oh, I just came for a breath of air. Right in her eyeball.
Cupid
just shoots her right in the eyeball.
It is a bad 3D image.
It made me laugh.
And it is just a terrible effect.
It's
but,
so bad.
And then it's like somebody had like ketchup bottles full of like the ones that you see at like a drive-in. Like just full of like fake blood because they just start hosing like the guy and the girl down.
with
off
red.
Screen. Like, oh, you're getting so bloody.
With ketchup.
Ah,
and they're like, oh. And then the girl's like, we gotta run. And meanwhile, they show the girl one more time. And she has, like, it's like a ping pong ball, like, it's because it's not her eyeball.
No, no, it's
like a ping pong ball with the arrow sticking out of it.
It's like a giant amount of paper mache on top of like a shitty eye patch that is placed around her eye. Because I'm like, wow, her face got really weird there for a second. Like, so oh, bad. The arrow is immediately super poisonous.
It was so bad. So she dies.
I thought this part was funny, though.
They're running. Did you see them running, though? Like, oh, yeah. It looks so bad.
Well, because they couldn't run, like, really run, because if they really ran, one, they weren't wearing the shoes for it. And secondly, if they really ran, they would have outpaced the poor camera guy who's having to lug around that, you know, Sony Handycam
in his
hands.
I did. Well, the upshot, or like the downward shot, because there was like a downward shot wherever they were running through the field, and it looks like they had mowed the field. First, like,
oh, just so that like they could run.
Yeah.
There's just like one strand.
It just looked, or they had done it like 64 times because it was flat one part. Like, it was just completely flat. And so they were running, like, but not really running. It was like that, God, I'm so tired. And
show the running here.
And so they stop, and the guy's like, we have to stop, Tommy. Where's your mother? And she's like, she's dead. Okay, I did something really horrible, and I summoned a demon. And then, of course, Cupid shows up, and then he shoots the one guy in the leg.
So this is Cupid's modus operandi. This is his standard operating procedure is to
either... His calling card.
He shoots people in the eyes, he shoots people in the back, and he shoots people in the leg. Usually, he shoots them in the leg first, and then in the back.
To take them down, yeah.
Like, that's his thing. He's like, no, I believe in wounding my prey. First, so Daddy gets an arrow to the knee, so he's no longer an adventurer, and the daughter is unable to run away. She is too afraid of it, which allows Cupid to grab her by the face and then take 20 minutes to shove her head onto
the arrow
spike, which I don't know
if you
noticed.
Was pointing on both ends.
Well, it was because it was a different like item. That because it was like they used the same kind of arrow makeup or whatever they were using,
mm-hmm.
That they use on the girl's eye to put it into his leg.
Ah.
But then it was like, well, we need to push it down onto something, so we need to have just a spike here,
yeah.
So we can push down the watermelon that has a wig on top of it. And that's what they did. And then I guess the guy gets grabbed or something because then it shoots to
he punches his
oh, that's
he
right,
takes
he grabs
out
his hole. It's like, oh, I'm going to put a hole in your heart. I got it. Yay.
And then he squeezes it.
Squishy.
So that's our introduction to Demon Cupid. And then we fast forward a year or something.
Or something.
And
like,
go to Faye.
Maybe you're right, though. Maybe this all takes place on this same Valentine's Day. Like, this is what he was doing 5 minutes before he... That's why it was daytime. He had to fly over there.
He's like, God damn it, you people.
Oh my God, it's so busy today.
Why the hell can't y'all just, can't I just get two summonings within a 5 mile radius?
You know what though? Maybe he's like Santa Claus and he only works that one day a year.
Maybe.
So, oh, holy Cupid, please smite my enemies.
Enemies. So, wait. So we have to, hang on, let's stay focused here because this is already too long as it is.
So we're introduced to Faye. Who is a sad girl who likes to cast spells.
On teachers, who she has a crush on.
Which was so creepy because I assumed at that point that it was his daughter because we just saw another girl and her dad, and I just assumed that that was what it was going to be. But no, we find out that she's a 16-year-old and she's after her gigantic, English teacher?
Yes.
Who can't figure out if he's English or American. Because he keeps dropping his accent.
Yeah. And originally we were like, ew, is that our boyfriend? Why does he look so old?
Yeah. We're like, what's happening here?
That's really weird. Well, then it turns out that's her teacher.
She's
got
a crush on the teacher.
The teacher is actually, likes another teacher. Thank God that's established relatively early on. And
the teacher that he's kind of into is the Australian girl.
Yes.
Because she has like a thick accent that keeps trying to come out. Like, she is trying so hard to be American.
And that poor, she just can't do it, that poor girl. Yeah. So that happens. We establish that Faye is getting picked on by this one fucking bitch that I cannot stand. I think her name's Elsie or something. She's just
Elise.
Whatever. She's a cow. So.
And, at that point, at least we felt like she was an asshole.
I mean, at least we felt hated her.
She was a dick
throughout the entire movie, and it wasn't just her; it was her acting. It was all of it.
I didn't like any of them. See, the thing I would say about Elise, or at least Sarah T. Cohen is what her name is. She
had nice hair.
She had nice hair, but she was the only one who was able to string together words like she was doing the whole line at a time.
Not necessarily, though. Not at that one part wherever she's freaking out and she's like...
And she did a whole thing and it was funny. It was, I felt like she was ad-libbing a lot in there.
I do not... I think that she forgot her lines. It was so bad.
Well, I mean, that's what happened in Harry Potter that gave us the whole I didn't know you could read line. But... You know, so the guy who played Allie, the Patrick the Pug guy, could not talk. I don't know what the hell is Allie Baruti?
Who?
This guy. Matt. Allie Baruti?
Yeah, that guy.
He could not talk. Like, I don't know what he was doing.
Except for one part.
I guess.
And that was so freaking funny.
What was the part that he did?
Whenever he freaks out because the principal dies.
Hey, cute Mr. Hoffman's dead. I was like, oh, okay, somebody like poked him in the butt when he was doing stuff.
Somebody amped him up to like 100.
Like, he just did that one line of coke and he got it all the way going.
It was the funniest part.
But, so
I know, I'm like, here,
let's...
keep
digressing. So it is 2 to 3. You know what, let's just go ahead and go over what happens. The girl is into the teacher. The teacher doesn't notice her. He is trying to be helpful. She is getting bullied. Why is she getting bullied? Well, Elise's dad is banging Faye's mom.
Because not even a little bit. Like, Faye comes home and she is fucking that dad.
On the fucking, like, couch in the room that says private. So I assume that it's like... an apartment building?
And it's so weird because she keeps fucking him. Like, she's looking right at her daughter and proceeds to fuck this guy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And then she's like...
And then she's like, finished, I guess. And then she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, stop it. So she gets up and he's still jerking it. Well, like, after she gets up.
Well, he's trying to, you know, he's like, wait, why are we stopping? Like, I don't understand here. But wait, that makes even less sense because she was doing, like, daddy's girl bullshit. Like, my dad's a lawyer. I'm like, yeah, your dad's a lawyer, but he's banging Faye's mom.
Right. Who do you really think he's going to help?
Like, I'm sorry, sweetness. You're kind of an asshole.
There is no kind of. This girl is a total cunt.
So, Faye decides that she's got a mean girl's... Elise decides she's got a mean girl's Faye. So, what is she going to do? She steals the teacher's phone and gets Faye to send... really bad, like, sort of erotic pictures, I guess, or something.
They're erotic enough for a 16-year-old. She's in a fucking bra.
She shouldn't be doing that. And then they
post it around the school.
She also does the...
She sets him up.
Sets him up to like, go hang out and, like, we're going to make out now.
Well, so she sets up the 16-year-old, not the teacher. So the 16-year-old goes in thinking that the teacher's, like, got the hots for her, which, ew. And
he's like... What?
He's like, what are you doing?
The girl, like, dives in for the kiss. He's like, nope. And, of course, Elise is taking the video of that one, which she then posts in front of everybody, which drives Faye to madness. Madness so much that she pulls out the little witch girl, my first spell book, Grimoire, that she got off of Etsy.
Baby's first grimoire.
Yeah, and she summons death. Death is not Hades. Hades and Thanatos are two different people. And if it was the Roman god, it wouldn't have been Hades. It would have been Pluto. But we don't talk about that because he's not a planet anymore.
Technically, they just call him Death. They don't refer to him as any particular...
They called him Hades in the opening...
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They didn't call him Hades. They called him Hades. Death. They just called him Death. I said Hades.
Well, then he's still Thanatos.
Either way, they didn't refer to him as anything.
I'm just saying.
Yes,
I agree. It doesn't make any sense. Why would Death give a shit?
However, Death shows up. He's got probably the coolest voice on the whole thing.
But the problem is he's talking old English. He's always like, thou art wanting to die. And he's doing it with he's super English too. He's got kind of an accent. So he's like, thou doeth wateth, might. You won't. You what? I can't believe
you
it.
Fucking what?
I swear on me mum, I'll save you for Valentine's. But
so he calls Cupid. Yeah. She basically is just like, yeah, fuck all these people. Kill everybody in the building.
So this has
and then she's come... shocked. She's shocked whenever it happens.
She's like, oh my God, yeah. I can't believe that this happened. Now, the reason why she lost her shit was because everybody saw what was going on with her trying to make out with the teacher, and everybody laughed at her. Well, that causes the principal to get involved because Faye and Elise had this little slap fight thing, which was really funny because Elise was, like, losing her shit. And she's like, you fucking, I will fuck you up. Like, she was talking some mad shit. Oh, my God, I broke a fucking nail. And I was like, what? Like,
that's really the way that it happens.
Nobody wrote that shit. Like, nobody wrote that in there. That was the kid making that shit up.
No. That was a full-grown woman making
that shit up. That was they were allowing the actress to ad-lib. That's all I'm trying to say.
There you go. She's not... there are no children in this movie.
They yank her into the principal's office. Principal says, no, the Valentine's dance that you kids have been working so hard for is over. You're pulling down all the decorations, and if you don't get it done, you're expelled.
And the entire time, she's being a complete bitch.
And, like every 10 seconds, I'm like, okay, cool, you're out. Okay, cool, you're out.
You're expelled. You're expelled. Now you're expelled for 3 years.
But you're double secret expelled. Mm-hmm. Like, so they, for some reason, she still goes to the area where the dance was supposed to be taking place and kind of, like, is there for a few minutes. One of her cronies gets... So, was that one... That had to have happened, like, right after, right? No. She gets killed early on.
One of the cronies... Yeah, the crony
gets...
Yeah.
One of the cronies gets killed early on with... You know what it reminded me of? Was Scary Movie, the part where, there's the glory hole and one of the Wayans brothers is, like, kind of screwing around. Because for some reason, the crony puts, her face up against, like, the inside part door. Of the... And I gotta tell you, at this point, the lighting in this area that they're doing it in, it is pink, it is green, and it is blue. And I love every second of it. Because it reminded me, you kept saying it the same way, it reminds me of Creepshow. They put energy into that one part.
And that's it.
That's it. She gets the arrow to the head.
Which even then, the arrow to the head was like, it looked, the way that she acted to it was like.
She got like scratched on the ear.
Hang up, poke.
My ear. My freaking ear.
So she runs out, is crying and screaming and blah, blah, blah.
She falls down. And then we see one of the interesting things that, Scott Chambers seems to be just enamored with, which is taking cookie cutters to people's backs.
Yes. And turning them into cookies.
He did that in Mother Krampus. He does it in this one. He cuts out little hearts.
He did do it in Mother Krampus.
He
That's
did.
Right.
Yes.
That guy is obsessed with cookies.
He
needs some therapy.
People cooking. We've got everybody back inside of the dance area. Some of them eat the
flesh cookies,
which
thinking they tasted like chicken,
which I'm like, I get.
Why would you eat cookies that taste like chicken?
Why would you eat soft, fluffy cookies that smell of blood? They have to smell bad.
Stop it. Like, my food is like in my throat right now. Just
and thankfully, the only people who are eating it is Elise and the other cronies. But, you know, they have a hankering for long pork now. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Elise girl says, screw this noise, calls her boyfriend up, who is like a 35-year-old man in a tiny Citroen. And she goes out there. The Australian lady tries to stop her, can't do it. She calls Principal Hulk out there.
And the entire time, she's like smirking.
I'm gonna fucking, get your ass back here, Elise. I will fucking expel you. He's like, and I was just
and
like,
then
I was
he
afraid.
Stands, he stands in front of the car, though, and his face is like, they all have like a smirk. Like, they
oh,
all
I've
look
got
evil.
You now.
Like, they all look evil in this part. And I'm like, this was the wrong way to play.
I was sitting there thinking, like, Principal Harper was going to take her down to the squared circle and try to, like, use this stone cold stunner on her or something like that. He's like, I've got you, Elise. I've got you for 3 minutes of playtime. Wait, no, that's terrible. I'm going to take you to the squared circle. I'm going to fill the rocket with the rocket fuel. I don't know. And that's when, unfortunately, Principal Harper was not paying attention to the sky because there's a terrible man floating in this terrible, terrible CGI sequence, which reminds me a lot of this Birdemic.
Guy's like 5 feet tall.
And maybe. Then it fires. He's so short. It's a Bao Tien Tiu? This guy. Right there.
Who?
That's Cupid.
Who is?
The one that the marker is on top. You see this right there? Oh. Bao Tiu? Tai?
I don't know.
Tai? Something whatever. Like that. Yeah. I feel bad for that. I hate that I can't remember, like, say people's names correctly. Uh-huh. But he was trying to do a thing. He had a good vibe going on. Yep. It's that one. Yep. He fires an arrow off into Principal Harper, who is downed. The boyfriend gets one in the back of the leg and then in the back. He is taken to the nurse hospital area.
Medical center.
Medical center.
They call it, got one. They call it medical center and then medical bay or something. I don't know. They keep changing the name on it.
He immediately starts puking blood because all of the arrows are tainted with ambrosia poison or something like that. It's whatever, Aphrodite dosed it with.
Yeah.
So begins the running around and killing the cronies. Elise has two more cronies left. We've got the friend-zoned guy. One of the other teachers gets shot in the back. Poor lady. That was the Nicola Wright girl. We even get another sequence of the heart coming up on the big screen for no reason.
Yeah.
One of them gets killed with roses through the throat. The other guy got killed with
actual valentines
being thrown and a neck cut.
The worst way to go, a paper cut to the neck.
Well, at least he didn't have lemon juice at the same time.
That is true.
The friend zone guy who has been hitting on her so hard. It reminded me of like Can't Hardly Wait. Or not Can't Hardly Wait, but the joke one, Not Another Teen Movie,
mm-hmm.
where like the guy is like, I stood outside of your house for 16 hours. Like, I didn't know you liked me. You know, she's like, she literally says later on, I didn't know you liked me, even though he like asked her to the dance four fucking times.
And like, spooned her, apparently.
They used to, you remember when we used to spoon? I did that because I wanted to spoon you.
And she's like, I thought you said it's because you thought I was your mom.
I thought it was, you said that it was because so you liked guys weird. Or something that like that.
So fucking that was weird.
Such a weird, like, statement. He's like, no, it's because I really like spooning you. I was like, okay.
It was so awkward.
That's an, okay.
This whole movie is awkward.
And
so
and it's a lot of running around. And Elise everybody's trying to get around stuff.
What the fuck is her name? Elsie?
Elise?
Whatever. I'm just going to call her the bitch. So the bitch is running around, and this whole time she has not died. And this whole time she's being so fucking snarky.
She does discover also that it is Faye's fault that the summoning happened.
She's like, do you realize that if your mother would have just kept her legs closed, I wouldn't have been mean to you? And I'm like, I highly doubt that, because you look like a bitch.
Well, she wouldn't have noticed her. That was the problem. You when you cut... Elise's gaze is a baleful one, and as long as you can stay under her radar, you don't have to worry about it. She does, like I said, discover it. Everybody gets mad at Faye. Elise runs away. They put Friendzone in a vice and saw his arm off. He somehow survived.
Which, by the way, the English teacher who saws his arm off was trying to study to be a doctor, and apparently he missed the class wherever they told him how to use a tourniquet before you try sawing somebody's fucking arm off.
It was the funniest thing, too, because, like, he's just like, don't worry, I used to be a doctor, and he starts cutting it. And all I could think of was, like, there was this story that came out of the Texas Revolution where they had a guy... the Mexican army had a random doctor guy who was, like, just doing shit. He's like, yeah, no, I'll figure out how to help your horses. And he'd, like, just cut them with a knife and be like, look, it works. And they'd be like, no, that doesn't... And they shot him. And so I kind of assumed that that's what's going to happen to the English teacher after this. Like, you know, I feel like you probably could have done better with some bourbon and a belt in his mouth or something there, bud. You know what,
though? He sure did saw through that bone pretty easily, though, with that little not-medical saw.
Well, the problem was the kid didn't drink his milk. So he had little bird bones. Went right through it.
Okay. I guess that's what it is. I mean, he cut through that thing like butter.
They did have a moment there where they're like, they're talking, and they're like, you need to go get the towels, Faye, and everyone's looking at Faye to go do shit, and for some reason, the English teacher guy leaves too, and for some reason, Friendzone is still alive, even though he shouldn't. All of the blood that is everywhere is still on everybody's faces, and I'm just sitting there going, that much blood, he's dead. Or at least passed out. But nope, he's like, I'm doing okay.
Well, I think
everything's fine, right?
I think he did pass out, but sadly he's not dead.
No, I mean, they're talking to him, but I assume that what happened was that they couldn't get the actor to come back, so they just had somebody else there with their head down. And like, look, I don't have an arm because you can't see my arm. It's down under the table.
It's under the table.
And that's how I'm still alive. Anyway, we finally finish up with the blonde going missing because Cupid shows up behind her, and you actually enjoyed that a little bit. And everybody tries to find her. We end up in the room, the dance hall room,
or whatever,
where
the gym,
where Cupid is like holding her at arrow point.
Holding her hostage, and she's like
he's an inch away. She's
help
like,
me.
And Faye's like, don't worry, I'll cast another spell.
No, the fucking English teacher was like, don't worry, stay calm. Everything is fine. You will be fine.
His vision is based on movement. Don't move. Yeah. Cupid can't find you. And I'm just sitting there going, like, at no point has Cupid given a shit.
He really hasn't.
Up until this point.
Yeah, like, she should have been dead.
Like, he's been just slaughtering people left and right. Especially, he's been stabbing people in the head with the arrows.
Right.
Like, she should be, like, splayed open with her heart still beating or something like that. I don't know. Like,
well, so Faye decides to take this time now to call Death again. And meanwhile, she's like, don't look at him! Don't look at him! If you look at him, he'll steal your soul.
And Death is like, rubbing all over her chest.
He's like, why the fuck did you call me back here again?
He's like, sup, baby doll? How you doing?
You dare summon me? And she's like, yes, I want you to take it all back. He's like, too late.
He's like, fooled you. And wait, no, I didn't. I told you everything that was going to be happening. You literally read the contract out back to me so that I knew that you understood what was going on.
It was a full 24 hours.
You fucking up, mate.
But so you said you have to do 24 hours.
Is it a full 24 hours or was it just
it's the 24 hour Valentine's Day.
That was it. So she cast this spell at like 5 o'clock. This whole thing could have been avoided if she had done it at like 8 and they would have been able to survive.
Oh, like 11.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Like at 11.
But even that she goes like, don't worry, it's only in 2 minutes because it's like, you need to, if you want to cut this shit out, lady, you're going to need to sacrifice yourself. And there's like, don't worry, Faye, it's only 2 minutes till the end of Valentine's Day. He's like, Cupid could totally kill everybody in 2 minutes. I'm like, he's not, though. He's not killing everybody.
And not only that,
there's no murdering.
He takes forever to like fix the bow. Like, yeah. It takes him forever to shoot the damn thing.
I think if the Australian lady had run at the, you know, the back of the area, because like they're all up in
like towards the front.
English teacher and Faye's face. If she had just run, no, he wouldn't have been able to kill her ass in 2 minutes. He's been walking behind people this entire time.
The only way he could kill everybody in 2 minutes is if he just took the arrow and was stabbing people.
I would have loved for him to just turn into Hawkeye there and he just like fires a shot behind him or something.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
But he yeah, didn't. So unfortunately, or fortunately, Elise turns her head and looks at Death, and that's when Cupid walks nonchalantly over to her. As she's facing Death, shoves an arrow through her mouth, that was unfortunately time, which we know because the English teacher who was missing his phone earlier somehow got it back. I don't remember when
it
came back.
He ordered a new one.
It was ordered, but for some reason...
And he got it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, convenient.
Okay.
Convenient.
But it was convenient because it had the number on there. Yay. It's now midnight. Therefore,
it's now 0000.
Therefore, we have the fog machine that sprays... Actually, no, it wasn't even a fog machine. It was a fog machine effect.
Yes.
In, like, After Effects.
Yes.
That blew and, like... And Cupid turns around and walks away.
Cupid disappears. And so does Death. And then Matt turns on the lights and everyone's standing there.
I can't believe I'm still alive, y'all. And then Elise jumps up for 5 seconds, and then Faye hits her in the face, and it's like, ah.
And now she's really dead.
Totally, I have won. I feel the greatest.
And then it ends with the creepiest fucking ick. So, ick. Giant ick sticker on this.
So 4 people survive this. Faye, Friendzone, Blondie, and English teacher. English teacher and Faye hang out while Blondie and Friendzone go to the hospital because they're waiting for the cops. And that's when the teacher makes out with Faye, and then he goes, oh no, your spells worked.
He didn't make out with her, but he did kiss her, and it was gross.
It was inappropriate.
It was gross. Yeah, it was very gross.
And then it goes to black.
And he's like, you better find a way to reverse this spell. And she's like, hee hee.
She didn't even look like that. She looked like she was really confused as to what was going on. Like, they didn't talk to her about that part of the movie.
She had, like, this little smirk on her face. It was weird.
Are we doing this? Was that ick. Did I not get the last page of the script or something
it
like that?
It was so much ick.
And it ended.
And I'm giving it a 1, because fuck this movie. I'm not even giving it a 1 Cupid or 1 whatever. It's just 1.
I'm giving it 2... flesh cookies out of 10. There's a lot of crap in this movie. I still enjoyed parts of it, and some of it was laughing. I know you didn't like the acting of Sarah T. Cohn. I thought she had a very natural flow with her being a bitch.
No, I didn't like the acting of anybody in this movie. It was, I think, all she did okay. So bad.
I liked Adrian Bouchette, or whatever his name is.
Okay, who was the principal Harper. Was the only good
one. I was afraid he was going to flip that little citron, and then that would have been... You know, I want to see that movie. I want to see Principal Harper versus Cupid. I want to see him just, like, you know, just takes him down, goes toe-to-toe with Tojo in the squared circle.
Pulls the arrow out of his, like, eyeball.
I'm still alive. I didn't hear no bell, Cupid.
Yeah, and just pulls the arrow out, then stabs Cupid with it.
Jumps off the top rail, you know, completely.
Gives him the people. What is
people's
it?
Elbow. People, yeah.
Yeah, people's elbow.
Gives him the old stone cold stunner. There we go.
Okay, let's end it, please.
This is the showstopper. Oh,
so
shit.
So bad.
But yes, I enjoyed this one. Weirdly,
no,
I know you didn't.
I
had fun with
no,
some
you
of it.
Didn't.
I had fun with some
there
of it.
There was a lot of parts where even you were pissed off.
Well,
about
I was
it.
Getting tired of it because it took what, 40 minutes? No, it took 50 some odd minutes. This is an 83 minute long movie. It took at least half, maybe a little bit longer, for it to go anywhere.
Longer. It took longer.
We had nothing else that was going on. Yes, you established the bullshit I cast spells thing, but everything is in English. You got random ass bullshit out of, you know,
this
Greek
mythology. This could have been a short. This should have been a short.
It probably was. It probably was a short based on the bit from the very beginning.
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, it should have just
maybe
been
that's what
short.
They used to sell the movie on. Like, that was what they did, was they sold the movie doing that.
Maybe. And then they saw the movie afterwards, and they were like, oh.
Oops.
Oh, we want our money back.
You know, I'm sure they got it back from Tubi. You know, there was a lot of commercials in this one. Sure. But, you know, what about you? Did you enjoy this movie? Do you hate it? Are you having yourself a good Valentine's Day? Hope you are. If you are or if you're not, you know, let us know. Reach out to us. ESAT3AM@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to reach us. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ESAT3AM. Or you can go to our main page, ESAT3AM.com. And on there, there's going to be a little link that says leave us a voicemail. Go ahead and leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. And I hope you're having a happy Valentine's Day. I hope you guys have a good one. Because this, you know, it could be worse. You could be acting in this movie.
Yeah, we're going to go make us a steak and a potato and have a happy Valentine's Day.
Because that's how we roll.
Yeah, we don't go anywhere. Well, yeah, it's not today.
No, hell no.
Hell no. Anyways, yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Everything scary at 3 a.m. is wishing you all lots of love. And, you know, if you don't have a special someone out there, we can be your special someones.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Or, you know, we don't know anybody else that we could introduce you to. I wish we did. We would totally do that, though. We'd hook you up.
All of my friends are taken. I'm sorry. Anyways.
God.
Anyways, happy Valentine's Day. Bye.